T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason Longshore, by the way, in studio, brought to you by Heineken 0.0. Great taste, zero alcohol. And again, Jason, we thought we'd be talking about a U.S. Open Cup game from last night against Charleston. We're not. We're talking about a field that was unequipped to take on some weather. And now, I guess, wondering when they play, because it doesn't sound like we know yet.
No, we don't know anything yet. That's why this is a little baffling. Look, this is a U.S. soccer tournament. I think it's a lot of people wonder who's in charge here. It's the United States Soccer Federation. It's their tournament. So you have two teams in different leagues. Right now, Atlanta doesn't have any league games coming up, so they've got some flexibility in their schedule. Charleston plays on Saturday in Tampa. So you don't have a lot of flexibility on their end.
Like, you can make like a stop through, you know, driving right out of Tampa, stopping Atlanta for a match. And then
See, but that's where really you come down to this, is Atlanta's got to agree to that. Because the draw, Charleston Battery won the right to host.
Oh, gotcha.
Their stadium, which, I mean, it's their stadium, they did not provide a suitable field to play on. And if you go back and look at highlights from Saturday night when they hosted Birmingham Legion, sand all over the field in different spots. Last night, there were about 10 different spots all over the field that you had quick, dry sand on. That stuff, when it gets wet, it gets slick.
Mm-hmm.
It's not safe. It's not a playable field. And honestly, after what Atlanta went through in Columbus earlier this season, I think they're probably a little sensitive to that.
Who makes that decision? Because we saw pictures. Like, it was obviously terrible. But when it comes to, like, last night with the baseball game, they called the Braves game off after an hour and 48-minute rain delay because the umpires just had no other choice but to make that call. It wasn't going to stop raining anytime soon. It was more than 5 innings had been played. They had to call it. Who makes that decision to call a U.S. Open Cup game?
U.S. Soccer. Okay. Ultimately, it's U.S. Soccer. They have a match commissioner on hand who is, like, their arm of the federation who's there at the stadium, but then they have an Open Cup committee as well that has to clear anything. It's not the referees in this. In an MLS game, in the game like in Columbus, it's up to the referee to decide. Now, I believe the referee in Columbus did have conversations with the league and things like that, but it's their authority. In this one, it didn't kick off. It was U.S. Soccer's call to not play it.
Jay, I'm looking at the starting 11 that was supposed to be happening yesterday. And, I mean, you got PT, Nagby, everybody in that starting 11. How much were they actually going to play yesterday if the match went on?
Well, you only have 3 subs, so they would have played till it's over. And that's the thing, is Atlanta goes into this with a pretty strong lineup. I'd say as strong of a lineup as we've seen in an Open Cup match. So if you're going to go in with a strong lineup, you don't want to play them on a field that is dangerous. And that field was dangerous.
Yeah, you don't put your
you don't put your guys.
You don't put Pity Martinez at Darlington. Look, you don't want to put anybody on your team in that situation. But when you're thinking about it monetarily, as you know, you do with Pity Martinez and designated players, you can't put them out there in a situation like that, and they didn't do it, and the game hasn't been played, and I guess now we sit and wait and try to figure out what exactly is going to happen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.